Good morning and welcome into Peach Talk. This is our town. I'm Chris Johnson, your host, and my very special guests this morning are from the Chilton Chamber of Commerce. And we have Brandy and Rachel. and glad y'all are taking time out to be with us this morning. Y'all are some of the instigators and things that go on in Chilton County, and we've got a lot of things going on in Chilton County and a lot of things coming up. This next month, I mean, it's going to be a busy month with different things happening in the county. So we want to let everybody know about kind of what goes on, what the Chamber of Commerce does, who the Chamber of Commerce is made up of, and a little history of it. So that's kind of, I guess, the history would be the best place to start out. The Chamber's been around a long time.
It has. It's been around since, I think, around 1947. We've had... You know, some members have been with us for a very long time. And we're very appreciative of that. And, you know, we made it through COVID. It was kind of hard to be in the chamber world during a time where you couldn't get together and things like that, because that's what we're about, is putting people together and putting the ones that can help each other together. And so it was difficult, but I think that we kind of pushed forward through it, and I think Chilton County really strived through all that time. We kind of came out on top. I think it showed what our community is made of, how we're more of a family, and as we've heard over and over, community over competition, and everybody just worked together. And I think it kind of put the chamber on the map. We had been a little bit dormant for a little while, and so we kind of just got back out there and got things going. And we've been so thankful for the members and the sponsors and things like that, everybody that just comes together to help us. And you know, it's just, we just take it one day at a time. I think Maymay Helms from Maymay Made It says it's not your grandma's chamber, because I didn't really know what I was doing whenever I started at the chamber, so we just kind of make it up as we go.
It's been around a long time. It's 47 radio station went on air in 47, and of course it's been in this building since 53. Of course, the transmitter was here originally, but the studio's been here since 53. And one of these glass doors out here has got an old chamber sticker on it.
Oh, okay.
I was going to show that to you. Look at
it. Yeah, we'll have to get a picture of that.
I think it's one of any of that has got an old chamber sticker on it. Mm-hmm. So KLF's been a part of the chamber back down through time. And a lot of you mentioned some businesses. And, of course, we've got some business in Clanton, been around a lot longer than the chamber has.
That's right.
You know, we've been here 75 years, which mm-hmm. Would be, if the chamber started 47, that'd be 75 years for mm-hmm. the chamber. And but we've got a couple of businesses here in town that are probably chamber members or have been chamber members that's been here for over 100 years.
That's right. I know for sure Martin's Funeral Home. They're over 100.
And they probably were one of the... I would take a wild guess that they were one of the charter members of the Chilton Chamber.
They might be our first member.
Yeah, we'll have to go check on that. Yeah. Look at that.
Chilton County News has been around since 1921 also.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
They probably have been active in the chamber. And
yes,
I know
sir.
They,
yes.
Down through the years, have promoted many things that the chamber has done, just as KLF has promoted many things down through the years that the chamber's done.
That's
so,
right.
Good history record to go, mm-hmm. and y'all are picking the torch up and carrying the torch on. Chamber has a lot of things going on and helps instigate a lot of things in recruiting industry to come into our community, and that's the lifeblood of our community is to have good industry, and everybody wants things to do, and the Chamber's been pretty active in things to do. We've had several events come along, and the Chamber doesn't necessarily sponsor all the events, but the Chamber is usually active in most all the events. We just got through with one of the big festivals. It's kind of one of the newer festivals in the county. I guess y'all were part of the Strawberry Festival, I'm sure.
Yes, we helped promote that and went out and attended and things like that. And like I said, we're not the sponsor for that, but anything Chilton County related, we want to help promote, and we want to draw people in to come and see just what all we have to offer. So the Strawberry Festival was a huge success. It grew from last year.
Yeah, it's a great event, and to highlight one of the smaller communities in our county is great too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So to see Thorsby kind of on the map.
I didn't get up to the Strawberry Festival this past year. I was there at the first one though, and was there pretty much all day, and it was an awesome event. And you know, a lot of people don't realize that the strawberry, Chilton County is way up there in the strawberry production.
That's right.
Not only in the state, but in the United States.
That's right.
And we always think about peaches, of course. And, of course, we do have some of the best peaches.
We have the best strawberries, too.
We got the best strawberries. And we got the best people, I think.
I think we do, too. And, you know, Maplesville, they have recently had their spring fling, and that's kind of a spinoff from their old fashioned Christmas program that they
had Saturday.
They did. And so, you know, there's a lot of things for people to do right now. It's just a good time in our community. And, you know, you hear people say, well, there's nothing to do. If you can't find something to do, you're not looking, because we can line you out.
There's a lot of things to do. And one way to find out some of those things to do is go to y'all's webpage.
That's exactly right. On our website, on our Facebook page, we post the news and notes every Thursday, and that's got updates from our members, different things going on. Like tonight, Mucha Brew, they've started having an after hours part of their shop. So in the morning you can go get coffee, in the afternoon you can have an adult beverage. And they have a 80s themed party tonight, and so you come out dressed in your 80s outfit, and the best outfit wins some kind of a prize. And yeah, you know, there's just something going on all the time. And we've got, with Peach coming up, we've got City Fest, which last year was the night before Peach Jam.
City Fest is getting spread out this year.
It is.
It's going to be
it's
all
growing.
The first Friday nights through
right.
the month of June.
Yes, sir. And it's going to start on June the 2nd. And so we'll have all the vendors and everything out there. And that'll be like the kickoff to Peach season. And we're also the City of Clanton Arts Council has put together Chilton's Got Talent. So they've already had auditions for that, and they'll have the finalists out there performing on those Friday nights to move forward. And then the winner for the overall competition will perform on the Peach Jam stage for Peach Jam. So we've got you can sign up to be a vendor, a food truck, anything like that for City Fest, and you would email chiltonmac@gmail.com to get signed up for that, and for them to put you in a space. And and then we've got there's the Peach Run that is sponsored by Cornerstone.
Peach Run's happening Saturday, June the 17th. It'll start at 7 a.m. and you can get signed up on the Cornerstone website.
And then there's going to be a Peach Cook-Off at
Senior Connections. That's also on the 17th from 10 until 12. The Extension Center is actually helping with that. So you would actually want to contact the Chilton County Extension Center to get involved in that.
And then, of course, Lions Club sponsored all the Peach pageants. So we'll have our new Peach Queens ready to be presented to everybody for Peach Jam. And they'll after all the pageants are over with, then on that Saturday
at 9 a.m., they're going to have the parade. They get that kicked off, and then they move over into Senior Connection, where they'll have the auction.
So the auction is going to be in Senior Connection.
In the air conditioning.
That's right. Last year for the 75th.
I've been to many, many auctions at Jack Hayes Field, and it has been sweltering hot.
Yes. Last year for the 75th, they did have the auction out there at the Peach Jam Field, but it is near about 200 degrees on Peach Jam Day. And so we know that that's kind of rough on some people, so they've moved that back to
in the Senior Connection building.
Yes,
there.
Sir. And then
Shopping Center.
That's right. And then of course Peach Park always has their Customer Appreciation Day that day, so you go out there for that, and then come over to the Peach Jam, where we'll be going wide open. We'll be there early in the morning. Vendors can check in early
so
that morning.
Great. That weekend, that Saturday, and that is the
24th.
So starts off with the parade at 9 o'clock.
That's right.
Following the parade, there's the Peach Auction at Senior Connection, and then following Peach Auction is Peach Jam, which is
at 11 a.m.
The rest of the park starts at 11 a.m. Gates open at 11. Mm-hmm. Vendors will be there way earlier than that.
That's right.
There's expecting a big crowd. Last year, I guess, was the largest crowd ever. And I don't think that there'll be any problem in breaking that record, weather providing, or permitting. Hope we have a wonderful day for it. Maybe it'll be a little bit of cloud cover, but no rain.
Right. That's, that's what we're praying for. We're praying for no rain.
Cloud cover would help.
That's right.
But we'll take sunshine over rain anytime.
That's right.
And some big stars coming to the big stage at Peach Jam this year.
We do have some big stars.
Tell us a little bit about some of the stars that are coming.
We've got, for our openers, we'll have the Woods Trio. They are kind of a folk and classic rock blend that kind of falls into the country genre still. Michael Warren, that's country music artist, that he will be actually playing at Alabaster City Fest the week before. And Calista Clark, she's kind of a new hit on the radio, and I enjoy listening to her. And then our headliner is Nico Moon. So we are really excited for this lineup, and it's just going to be a great night of entertainment. And like I said, we'll have the Chilton's Got Talent winners out there as well. The Peach Queens will be presented. So it's just going to be a big time for all. And we had about 190 vendors last year, and
I think we're expecting about 250 this year.
Yeah.
So every year it just keeps growing.
It's something for everybody.
You've got all kinds of arts, crafts, everything you can imagine out there, and food galore.
Yes, all kinds of food.
And the neat thing about it is it's free.
That's right. It's free. Thanks to our sponsors. We've got McKinnon Motors, the City of Clanton, the Chilton County Commission. Those are some of our main sponsors, and they have really gone above and beyond for us to make sure that this is an event that not only the people that live here want to come to, but that people that don't live here want to come to.
Coming from all around, because I know I was talking with the mayor, and we were talking about, and in fact, I just got some folks to send some advertising proposals to them from all radio stations all around the state that I'm affiliated with. And there'll be people coming in, and they'll always come in from around. We'll have people from all over the state that come to Peach Jam, and there were last year.
That's right.
There were people from all around, not just Chilton County, but all the surrounding counties pretty much all over the state. So, outside the state.
Yeah, I've actually talked to people that are coming in from Tennessee and Georgia and Florida. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and a lot of the vendors that come in will be coming in from
that's right.
State.
And to kind of prepare for all of that, we do a little competition within the county, and we have a winner from each municipality, but we do a window decorating contest. So you can either paint a mural on your storefront windows or decorate your storefront windows with peaches, so that when people start coming into town, they start seeing those peaches, they start seeing how much community pride we have, and it just makes them feel good when they come in and they want to stay a little while, or they want to go into your shop and spend some money. So we do have a competition that way, and we have winners from Jemison, Thorsby, Maplesville, and Clanton for that.
That kind of kicked off last year.
Yes, sir.
It did. And a lot of the folks that did some of the painting on their building, around their building, didn't just do it for that week. They left it there. I know you can tell right through town and see on the corner of CNC Trophy that they've got the Peach Tower painted on the corner there by the alleyway.
Yeah, they did great. Yes. They did a permanent mural on their building.
And there's a couple others that did.
And, you know, we do a couple of competitions a year. I think we do Peach Season, we do Christmas, and we do Fall. But we don't do one for every single holiday. But what we've noticed is, even if we're not having a competition, people are still decorating their windows for these holidays coming up. See, we didn't have one for spring, but they painted for spring. We didn't have one for St. Patrick's Day, but they painted for St. Patrick's Day. And so it's really just making everybody want to step it up a little bit. Yeah. And it is inviting. It makes people want to come into your shop.
Yes, and the downtown area stepped up. You mentioned MAC, the Merchants Association of Chilton County, which we're a part of, and I attend about those meetings when I have the opportunity to. And that has joined a lot of our business community together.
That's right.
We're meeting regularly and talking about what we can do to help each other and how we can promote each other, because we are all in this together.
That's right.
All of Chilton County is in it together. And people want things to happen, and the way things happen is for people to work together, not against each other.
That's exactly right.
And we've got a lot of exciting things. I know down the pike coming to Clanton, and then some other stuff that's actually coming into Chilton County. I know the city of Clanton is working on several major projects and that really are on the verge of some announcements. Mm-hmm. Some of them have leaked out and some of them have not. And the county commission is has got a couple of projects in the works too that haven't come out yet. So there's some good news on the horizon for things going on in the county, which not only has to do with things that you can do for entertainment and for fun, but it also makes a lot of difference in the economy of our county.
That's right.
Because
your quality of life.
It creates jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And you have jobs. And we have so many people in Chilton County that travel out of the county for their employment. My vision is to see Chilton County be where we can bring people from out of the county into Chilton County to work rather
That's
than
right.
Chilton
right.
County
mm-hmm.
having to go out of Chilton County to work.
Yeah. Yes.
And we're doing that with some of the larger corporations that are here. I know Adient Corporation has employees that come from other places other than in the county come in. I'm sure KMA does the same thing. Merchants has people that come in. EBSCO Media, it's not EBSCO Media, there's the EBSCO Sign Division, they have people come in. And we've got some other large industries in our county.
Stella Jones, Oflex.
Oflex, that was one I was trying to think of. I can't remember the new name, and I wasn't gonna say I remember all the old names because I'm old. But anyway, we have a lot of opportunities created, and the technology in the industry in Chilton County is really springing forward fast. A lot of people just do not have any clue of the robotics that's involved in some of the manufacturing plants. Mm-hmm. I know KUMA, KMA, and has a ton of robots in there. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't think, well, little old Clanton, Alabama, and Chilton County's got industries that's running robots, mm-hmm. but they all do. Oflex has robots, so KMA has robots, so Adient has robots. I don't know about some of the businesses up in the north end of the county, because I'm not as familiar with some of those as I am some of the others down here, but that's where Chilton County grows.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody says, "Oh, we want to get a Chick-fil-A, we want to get this, we want to get that." You don't get those things unless you have the people here, and then those people have got to have jobs to be able to be here,
that's
and
right.
the jobs are working. So it's kind of a tripod. You got to have the people,
yes.
you got to have the jobs, and then you got to have the things that the people want.
And it's very important to support the ones that are here, because if you want something new to come in, don't think they're not watching and looking and scouting to see where they want to locate. And if they see that locals are not supporting the ones that are already here, well, then what makes them think that they would be supported? So you've got to be very supportive of your own community, what's here right now, and that will make others want to come in.
And you've got to support those that are here so they can stay here.
That's right.
You know, I've been in business in Chilton County for 40-something years now with my other business, and it's been a struggle. And part of our struggle has been getting Chilton County people to do business in Chilton County, which is strange. I have a friend that has a business over in Demopolis, and he laughed. He says the 50-mile-away expert syndrome. Everybody in his town wants to go 50 miles away, and everybody 50 miles away wants him to come to them. And we've experienced that here in Clanton. We had people that want to leave Clanton and go get the services that my company provides out of Birmingham, Montgomery. And then we have people in Birmingham, Montgomery begging us to come provide our service just to them. So I guess my buddy Woody's kind of right in his 50-mile-away expert syndrome. But sometimes it's hard to realize the talent that we have. And that's something else that Chilton County is blessed with, is we have a lot of talent. And when you say talent, a lot of times people are thinking, well, we're talking about singing talent or performing talent or whatever. And we do have a lot of that.
We do.
We do have a lot of folks. We have some very, very gifted musicians and some very gifted singers. And they're going to find out some of that in this Chilton's Got
mm-hmm.
Talent.
That's
some
right.
Of gonna,
yep.
Some of them are going to ride a surf. But we also have a lot of people in Chilton County that are talented in technical skills.
That's right.
We have a great technical school here
good.
In Chilton County,
and
we
do. We actually recently went and interviewed with some of the students at Lee Croy, and we were able to start back the Mike Robertson Scholarship Fund through our golf tournament. That's how we got that funded. And we went out there and we just talked to one student from each different department that they and different class that they offer. Now, and they have a morning class and a night class, but they just pulled one.
Afternoon.
But we were blown away. I mean, the talent and the knowledge that these kids have, and the staff are so educated on all of these different opportunities that these children can
get.
And they make sure that they get in contact with the right person so that they are set up for success.
And you're jumping into my wheelhouse. I spent 25 years there, and it is. It's one of the county's best kept secrets.
It is.
And a lot of the parents don't understand because it got the tag trade school from way back,
right,
which it was.
But these kids are coming out of there with certificates, ready to work.
They're ready to work.
This is high quality education. And a lot of the students that leave the Career Tech Center are really got a heads up on other students, mm-hmm, because they've got some experience that you can't just get experience.
That's exactly right.
Hands
you know,
on.
The city had the job fair too, where we had students come out to that, and I think 3 out of the 11 that we talked to are already. They're ready to be. They're going to be hired hired on as soon as
several
after graduation, right here at a Chilton County business.
Yeah. And several of them were already employed at the business.
Yes,
so they were already working for that
and
paycheck.
And we'll put a plug in here because there is an upcoming tax vote that is called the Trade and Industrial Tax that has been around since way before the '60s. Career Tech Center opened up in 1968, and January the 20th, 1968, to be exact, because. I got off the bus out there on January 20th, 1968. I may not have been the first one off the bus or the first one through the door, but I was the first one that paid my tuition, mm-hmm, and I've got the receipt to prove it. I'm number one student of the Career Tech Center.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And, didn't know that until I started teaching there in 93, and I found my old instructor's receipts, which was written in the office for the whole school in 69. And I've got receipt number one.
Wow.
I got it framed on my wall through my whole teaching career. But anyway, a lot of people don't realize what we have here. And that is funded because we had some of our forefathers that had enough foresight to see that to have something and have quality and longevity of that quality, mm-hmm, had to be funded.
Mm-hmm.
And so that tax has been around, and the last time it was voted on, which is unheard of, it passed with over 90% yes. And so it's a very important tax. It's not a new tax, people. And nobody wants new taxes, but this is very important. And 60% of that, if I'm not mistaken, goes to the Career Tech Center.
Mm-hmm.
And the other 40% is used in a lot of other things that brings, it is a trade and industrial tax. It helps prepare things like industrial sites to bring in,
mm-hmm,
the jobs that the Career Tech Center is training for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a complete circle. You got to have the funding to have the school. You got to have the school to create the jobs. You got to have the prep for the businesses to come in, and all that's tied into that trade industrial tax. We'll put that plug in when that comes up. Please vote yes, because that is an extremely important tax. It's not a new tax. It's been around since the early '60s. For that, so I get off my.
Well, I know a lot
I get
of
off
the
my soapbox. There.
the number one thing that we heard from each of those students, and we interviewed them individually, was that they felt like they were more prepared to go into their career choice than somebody who had not gone through this. Their instructors had kind of treated it like a job. You clock in and you do a project and you complete it operate like you are going to
that
work.
That started not long after. Well, that basically started about the time I retired, and it's a real world work environment. You,
mm-hmm,
come in. Some of them actually clock in.
Mm-hmm.
They will have a shop foreman, and they'll have a safety man, and they'll have the students will conduct the safety meeting, which is what you do, mm-hmm, on a job site.
That's
if you're
right.
on a job site, depending on what area you're in. And you'll have a foreman that oversees and has responsibilities, and a safety person has their responsibility. You have a project that has to be done, and it's actual hands-on work.
And I was impressed too with the amount of classes that they teach out there.
Oh yeah,
There's a wide variety.
You know, there was one student that was studied pharmacy, and you know, she's actually going on to college to Auburn.
And they get a big head start because
you're skilled.
In fact, in the nursing program there, the health science program, a student can leave with a CNA certification.
Yes.
They've already had a lot of their pharmacology basic stuff. They understand the measurements of grams and milligrams and all that. And
but
so somebody that doesn't have that goes to college, they're starting from scratch.
That's exactly right.
And these students that have been exposed to it at a high school level, they just buzz through that stuff.
One of our interns is actually, she's in nursing school, and she's never, you know, really struggled in school. She's always just aced everything, and she said it was really tough for her. But there's a girl in her class that had gone through the health science classes of a career tech and wherever she was from, and she said she's just like leaps and bounds ahead of everybody because she already had that training. But there is a little bit of a stigma, you know, the old way of thinking around these, because I know when my daughter came to me and said, "Mom, I'm going to go to trade school for health sciences," I'm like, "You can't. You're on advanced diploma." Because when I was in school, you either were an advanced diploma where you planned to go to college, or you went to career tech. You didn't get to do both. And now you can do both. And I think that is the best way.
A lot of people are confused, and I may get in trouble with some of my colleagues here, but an advanced diploma is not all that it's jacked up to be. A college does not recognize an advanced diploma.
Mm-hmm.
It means absolutely nothing when you go to enter college. College looks at your ACT scores. They look at your GPA average.
Mm-hmm.
And I know of several students that just had to, and their parents partially to blame because they pushed them to, "You've got to be on this advanced program." Well, mm-hmm. they take the tougher courses, yes, but in turn they may wind up decreasing their GPA, which stops them from getting into the college they want to get
mm-hmm.
into. So it's kind of a catch-22 situation. Of course, then we're back to the other side. We were talking about the careers that come from Career Tech Center. Mm-hmm. You know, in the workforce today, there's only about 10% of the workforce that actually requires a specialized college degree.
Mm-hmm.
Only about 20% with a college degree, period. 80% of the jobs that are out there do not require a four-year college. Some of them require like two-year technical training, and some of them, they all require technical skills.
Mm-hmm.
And what people don't realize is that auto mechanic job is a lot more secure than a college graduate with a four-year degree in something
mm-hmm.
is. And quite honestly, that auto mechanic is going to make as much money as a doctor or a lawyer is going to make. And in the long run, they're going to make more money because they're not going to be paying off student loans for the next 40 years.
And employers
They'll be buying their bass boat and their side by side and their condo at the beach. And
employers are looking for trained individuals that already have that work ethic.
Right.
They do not want somebody that's coming in just looking for a job or this is my career and that we've got to train you for 6 weeks and then you might decide this is not for you. If you've gone through career tech, you already know whether this is for you or not for you, and you've got that training. So you go into this job prepared, and that makes both the employer and employee more successful.
And the students find out a lot of times, this is not what I want to do.
That's right.
I thought this is not what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And finding it out while you're in high school and career tech, instead of while mom and dad's writing that check for that first two semesters of college,
mm-hmm.
and then you decide to change directions, that's a lot of money going
away. We talked to one student that was like that. He wanted one. He went there. He wanted to go into one field, but that class was full. So he went into a different field, and he's like, "I actually love this, and this is really what I want to do now."
See, that happened many times.
Right, and then they've added programs because, like, one student started. He knew he wanted to be a lineman, but they didn't have a lineman class at the time. So he started out with electrical. And then the next year, they added the lineman program. So he swapped over to the lineman program, which that's a great foundation to have, the electrical under your belt before you start with being a lineman.
It is. Well, we're getting close to our time. And I sure appreciate y'all joining us this morning for Peach Talk. This is our town. And we want to be sure and reemphasize Peach Jam coming up on the 24th. Of course, the week before Peach Jam is basically Peach Week, and that's when we have the pageants and the competition for the Peach Queens. And then we've got Peach City Festival, which is every Friday night through the month of June. Normally the downtown is just first Friday, but this is every Friday night, starting on the first Friday. And there is a pile of vendors lined up to be at that already. So
that's
a
right.
lot of things on the line in store. If you got any questions about the chamber, y'all are located right there on 6th Street. Just right up from right beside Corner Park.
That's actually. right beside Corner Park. The Clanton mural is on the side of our building, so you'll know you have arrived.
So if you want some information about the Tilton County or anything that's going on, or want to share something that's going on, stop by and see these gals. They'd be glad to help you
that's
out.
That's right. Or you can check out our website. Anytime. We've got www.chiltonchamber.org, and then we have a website for Peach Jam, and that's www.peachjamjubilee.com.
Okay. And we're excited about those things that are coming up. And I want to remind everybody that's listening that you hear Peach Talk every Friday morning at 8 o'clock right here on WKLF, 1000 AM, 95.5 FM. And you can also get it on WKLFradio.com. And we rerun it on Sunday afternoons at 5 o'clock. And you can always go back and listen to any of the previous episodes of This Is Our Town on peachtalk.live. And you'll just find by date there all the episodes from the beginning of Peach Talk to now. Kind of wish we had the names of who the guests were, but if you click on it, it'll tell who's there real quick. And we've had a ball doing Peach Talk and had a lot of comments out of it. Thank you so much for being with us, ladies. And we thank you for your time. This is Peach Talk. This is our town.